Lake Effect returns now. I'm Bonnie North. In our ongoing It's a Material World series, material culture student and contributor Jonifer Fields usually shares stories about objects, tools, and other ephemera. But what happens when potentially dangerous animals are treated as disposable things, discarded when they fall out of fashion or become too big to handle? That's where the Wisconsin Big Cat Rescue comes in. The rescue, located in Rock Springs, Wisconsin, began when owners Jeff Kozlowski and Jenny Meyer realized that their take-a-photo-with-a-lion business was lucrative, but it was too stressful for the big cats. When they stopped taking photos, they realized there were other formidable felines that needed a safe place to live. It's estimated that there are between 10 and 25,000 big cats being raised in backyards across the country. If that range seems large, it's because nobody really knows for sure how many people are attempting to care for these wild animals. When the cats become too much for the owners, the lucky ones go to the rescue, where they're cared for by staff and volunteers like Sarah Crook. Away from the rescue, Crook is a metalsmith who typically uses tools to create wearable art. But at the rescue, Crook's learned to use a different set of tools, tools that keep her and other staff members alive.
Common sense. Common sense is a huge one. You know, you got to be careful. You just got to really be on top of things. But I guess the other one would probably be meat, you know. We go through a ton of meat. And, I mean, without it, what would we do? You gotta be able to feed them. So, and I guess the ATV is another really huge tool that we use. It'd be really hard. We can still do everything without it, but it would take 5 times as long. These three cats that you see here, Thunder is a Siberian tiger, Bam Bam is the male African lion, and Pebbles is the female African lion. These are the first three cubs that started it out. They were the ones that, you know, helped Jeff to realize that the sanctuary was so needed, that there are so many cats out there that really, really need a good home and somebody that's actually going to take care of them. Right now we have 30 cats. There's lions, tigers, and leopards, and one African serval. As of right now in Wisconsin, there are no laws concerning private ownership of big cats, which is really disappointing to us. It's basically a big reason why we end up with so many cats. It's because there's no laws regulating it, and when anybody can just have one, you run into problems a lot because people just don't realize how big they get and how fast it happens, and it gets out of control quickly, and then people get scared of them, and they end up in a small enclosure and not getting fed quite right, and they're malnutrition and they don't get the attention that they need. Most of the cats that we have come from homes where they were neglected or abused, and so it takes them a long time to be able to come back around and be trustworthy of humans at all. We had a couple leopards that came from a roadside circus in Texas that it took them months and months to feel comfortable, hardly even coming out of their hutches because they were just really scared. They were stuck in really small 3x6 foot roll cages for over 2 years and didn't ever get out of them. So when they got here and they had space to move around and could look up at the sky and see the world, it was really almost traumatizing to them because they didn't know how to handle it. Over time, they got used to it, and now, you know, they get out and they bask in the sun and they're a lot healthier and much happier. Memphis, here is the white tiger. To get a white tiger, it's a recessive gene. It's just genetics. Like, some people have blonde hair, some people have brown hair. It's a recessive gene, so it doesn't happen a whole lot. But we have a few here, and part of that reason for that is because a backyard breeder that we got quite a few cats from was pairing up his mates to try and breed to get the white gene. So when we got the cats from him and the two females that we thought were fixed were not and they got pregnant, well, he was right there. We did end up with quite a few white tigers. They do get to a point where they trust certain people more, but you're never completely safe with them. You have to be very, very careful. They do have instincts, and when they see something moving, they're going to want to chase it. This is Khan. They may be cute and fuzzy, but they're not as nice as you would think they might be. quite often, if you walk up to them while they're trying to eat their food, they do make a big stink about it. You know, I always laugh about it because I'm like, well, we just gave it to you. I'm not going to take it away. The biggest lesson for me in that has been being able to, 2 summers ago, help raise one of the cubs, Daytona. And you learn very quickly that even at a month old, they can inflict a lot of pain. You know, when she was about 4 months old, she already, her canine teeth were already the size of a full-grown German Shepherd. Her paws are, you know, bigger than my fist already and has huge claws on it. So it's like playing with and working with a super hyper puppy. You know, when puppies get really hyper and they want to chew on you and they get all crazy and it's really hard to settle them down. Well, think about that, but it's a 50-pound cat that's getting all crazy and with claws and everything. And you have to be really, really careful because those claws sneak up on you really fast. I guess my family used to always tell me that I'm, oh, you're Snow White. Every animal just loves you. You know, you can tame anything. Well, that's not true. I love animals, and, you know, I've developed a relationship with each one of these 30 cats, but I still would never try and jump in there and go hang out with them. Which I'm sure my mother is very thankful for. She gets a little scared with me being out here sometimes. That is the sound of a happy lion.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields produces and curates the series It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields spoke with metalsmith Sarah Crook, who is also a volunteer at the Wisconsin Big Cat Rescue in Rock Springs. The group is holding a Feed the Kitties fundraiser in Madison this Saturday afternoon. You can find more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that is our show today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow and every weekday at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.